People are working, making money.
It's 8:31 on the clock. We will call to order the Board of Equalization meeting. We have the Open Meetings Act posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Bauman, Dorn, Byers, and Thiemann. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Thiemann. Vote. We need to change Gary's. Byers, Denny, yours is, and Hill's too. We need to change some votes here.
Denny.
Oops.
Denny.
Thank you.
Okay. What do I
appeal? Yeah. 5-0.
Yeah.
There you go. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Bauman. Vote. 5-0. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. You're not here. Are you here for equalization or anything?
Yeah, I'm scheduled for a...
Okay. We'll be to that one here in just a minute. That's the next one on here.
Okay,
so,
great. Thank you.
Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove late filing for homestead exemption by Lewis Cattau, C-A-T-T-A-U. That's you, Kate. Okay.
You need a motion to approve. Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Bauman, second, and by...
Wait a minute. What?
Hold
open
it.
For...
Open. Okay, never mind. Go ahead. Just wanted to check what you were...
Hold it.
Your motion was to open so we can discuss it.
Yeah, well, it doesn't say discuss, so discuss it. I just motion to approve.
Because we can vote to approve it or not to approve it. Okay. So, but that was the motion, was to approve it.
You would probably need some discussion.
And we will. We're going to have discussion as soon as we get the motion and the second done. Then we'll have discussion. Yeah. Because we have a motion by Bauman and a second by Thiemann. And now discussion. Patty, if you want to start with that one, and then we'll have...
Well, basically
Lewis,
what...
or whoever. Yeah.
What we have is a homestead that was filed... I believe we stamped it in on August 31st. And so with the homestead exemptions, I had brought some to the board. June 30th is the deadline. July 20th is the final deadline when we bring the late filings in. And I did that, I think, a meeting ago. So Mr. Cattau came in. Is that how you pronounce your last name?
Cattau, yeah.
Okay. Came in and talked to me, and I called the Department of Revenue, and we went ahead and took the filing. Now, from my standpoint as the assessor, I have to deny it because it's late filing, and I did that and sent him a denial letter. With that denial letter, he has so many days to bring it before the county board and wrote a letter to Don. And so that's the testimony that he can give to you now because of discussion purposes. So you need to swear him in and everything because this is a thing that could go to Turk or there's things that could happen with this. So we need to get on the record everything involving that, okay?
But now we're ready for him to come up.
Yep, and do his explanation. And
are you Lewis?
Yes, sir.
You are. Okay.
Yes.
State your name and your address.
Lewis Cotta, 3044 West Buckeye Road, Cortland, Nebraska, 68331.
Okay, and then I need to swear in, raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I do. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, I've got some extenuating circumstances on the missed filing. When I first heard about the homestead exemption quite a few years ago, just from word of mouth, I came in and was told that you need to be 65 to file. So that was years and years ago. So I said, okay, I was long away from that. So time flies, and I wake up and I'm 65 last year. And does everybody have a copy of the letter, basically?
This one here.
I'm going to repeat here. And so I turned 65 last year, and I came in and inquired about the homestead exemption and was told that I'd have to wait till the following year.
2015.
In 2015.
You turned 65 in 2014.
Correct. Okay. Correct. And so I was a little in a fog about how it all worked, so I said, well, okay, I'll just wait till the next year. So then I came in after the first of the year to kind of get the ball rolling, and they didn't have any forms. And then, so I get sent out, this is probably my third or fourth inquiry, and I'm not getting any kind of information or forms or anything. So then many things started happening about that time. I started having some major league health issues. I'm a veteran, and these are just all my appointments, if you'd care to look at them. I had a skin cancer scare, which I think is coming back, so I yet have another one in a couple of weeks. So I'm definitely preoccupied with that. And then my sister has some major problems also, and had to put her in a nursing home. Here's all the stuff I've been dealing with in Columbus, back and forth, and prearranging funerals and everything. So I was definitely distracted big time through that period. But in my mind, what the information I had at that point was that all I had to be was 65, and there was never, I'm 66 years old now, I've never missed a deadline in my life, and now I'm in front of this board appealing a deadline that I wasn't even aware of. I mean, I didn't even know there was one. They didn't say, make sure you get in before June 30th. Nobody ever told me that, and nobody ever handed me a form that said, you know, read this, and so you'll know that stuff. So I said, when I pay the second half of my real estate taxes, I will inquire about this. Finally, I should be through all the hurdles. So then I walk in August, and they say, you missed the deadline. And I'm like, what deadline? Nobody ever informed me of any deadline. And they said, well, you missed it. And then this fine lady says, well, go ahead and fill it out, and then we'll go through all the steps. And this is one of the steps. So I'm just appealing to your sense of fairness that there was multiple attempts to get this information, and I was just simply not given it. So it's a deadline that I missed because I was not aware there even was a deadline. So that's my major case. Won't take a lot of your time, but there's a lot of things going on, but I still thought that I could still get in time and with what the information I was given. So
okay.
That's all I got.
No, thank you. Any questions for Lewis? Otherwise, we'll have questions. I got questions for Patty yet. What can be done, or what happens to this if we approve it or don't approve it, or what, that, those questions?
Just a minute. I'm going to interrupt. I would kind of like Patty to go back to how people are informed about their eligibility for this, and what is the timeline, how it's done, and so the public knows how we handle that. So, Patty, why don't you take it back to what would be the beginning, and then let's go forward, how we handle this.
Okay. Basically, what my office does is we've talked to the media, there's press releases that are put in the paper on the radio. The filing time for homestead exemption is between February 1st and June 30th. The owner-occupant must own and occupy the property between January 1st and August 15th. If there's a death, if it's sold, that can all go back on the tax rolls. He had to have been 65 as of January 1st. And so that is one of the major, you know, hurdles, is you have to be 65. And in January, we do not have any of the forms yet. The forms come out to us about February, and that's when we start handing out the forms and everything like that. We do have a list of people, and I think I've made this board aware that all the list of people, when they're not filing, I call them out and everything. Now, you know, he's made a comment we should get a hold of everybody that's 65 years old in the county to help have them file, but I don't know how I would do that because I don't know everybody that's 65 years old. My office, you know, I don't know what transpired. I've never talked to you other than the first time just in this last month, you know. So that's what happens. I mean, basically we make people aware. We, you know, through media, through newspaper, you know, I don't know if there was some misunderstanding or what, you know. Because my girls have been in the office for a long time. And they know, you know, and
I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble.
No, and that's not to discredit them. Somewhere along the line, there was some miscommunication. Either he didn't understand, or I don't know.
We realize that this is the timeline. This is what took place and over the timeline, and now he's filed for a late application.
And I'm not. I wasn't that late. I mean, as soon as I paid the real estate tax,
I
raced right across the hall and said, "Okay, let's do this." I think all the ducks are in line. And then they go, "Well, you missed the deadline."
Past the date, but
then I'm falling down. What deadline?
This is a process whereby we hold a meeting like this and then decide or whatever. So, right. Eric.
Do we have any informational sheet or anything? So there's something that they can pick up while they're there that says, these are the rules, this is timelines, this is... Because, I mean, say I'm 65 and I walk in and I say, what do I do on this? Myron, could you shut that off?
Yeah.
I left mine in the car.
If somebody comes in, we'll make this more realistic. Gus comes in, he's 65, he wants a... homestead exception. Is there an information sheet that you give them that said, this is what you need to do, this is the information we need to provide?
After February, we always have an information sheet because the guidelines and the income and everything change every year.
So we can't really do
that. So the problem is if I don't know when he was in. I know there was discussion outside of the office before with a person in my office when you asked about the homestead exemption. Outside of the office, you know, just in passing. I think Linda indicated you'd asked her about the homestead at one point in time. And I don't know where that was.
I've made multiple inquiries.
Not necessarily in an office setting. I mean, I don't know. And I'm not...
Most of them were, yeah.
Okay. I don't know how many times you've been in... I've never spoken to you until I met you this last...
Well, because I called you out of your office, you probably just... I mean, I just figured I never... When I...
Do you know, have you been in multiple times? I guess I...
Multiple times. And when I... First, I heard I missed the deadline. Then I said, "Can I speak to the assessor?" And then that's when you come around the corner. And that's the first time I met you. But you've been wonderful. I mean, I'm not trying to discredit anybody.
It's just a hard situation. You know, I tried to help him by doing this 458L, and you guys can pass that around, which is a physician certificate for late filing. However, he would have had to have been the one that was in the hospital or in the facility and was, you know, impaired and so forth. And we tried that route. That was hopefully going to be our saving, you know, one of our things that, but he felt that the medical profession wouldn't do this.
I just felt that the language was so strong. I mean, I had to be in a coma for the whole time, so I didn't even attempt that.
Okay. Matt has a question.
I mean, incapacitated is a pretty big word.
So I don't want to. I'm not suggesting you're doing this, and I don't want to trivialize process, and we have to have deadlines and things like that in place. But since I've been on the board for 7 years, this is the first time I've seen this. What's the financial impact? What dollar amount are we discussing here?
$1,000 for him.
$1,000
for. As far as the total government, that's peanuts. As far as me, that's pretty huge under the circumstances.
This is what's going to happen. If you guys override my denial, it will go on to Lincoln. Lincoln will have the final say in it.
So the
and not even Turk. It will be the Department of Property Assessment, which will have to look at his income statement.
You're saying this is a technicality. Why are we worrying about...
What I'm saying is the dollar amount is relatively insignificant from a county budget standpoint. I recognize the finance, $1,000 is $1,000. I would say the process appears like there was a process in place for whatever reasons. My opinion is circumstances presented themselves that put you in a place where you couldn't get things done. It's a low volume issue. It happens so infrequent. It's $1,000.
For him. We get reimbursed all that money.
Yeah, the county gets reimbursed by the state.
There's nothing other than a deadline.
That's my point. It's just about a process issue. It's a low volume issue. Circumstances came and
the state will actually make the final decision in a way. Either you or him or somebody will have to. Maybe
by law, I had to take the application and deny
it. And I want, for the record, she did that reluctantly because she said, I totally think that you're good, you know.
So
she said, I have to go through the process.
Our vote will basically be forwarding it on to the state that...
you're going to override my denial and it will forward
override
it
your
to
denial
the state. And
they still have the option of denying it or okaying
And this. Then after that, if they deny it, he has the option to protest within 30 days to the state and probably with the Turk.
Okay. Any more questions for anybody? Or kind of understand it's one of those situations that every now and then, unfortunately, arises. It's just going to happen. So, but the motion on the table is to approve and
or disapprove.
To approve or disapprove. No, the motion was to approve it. The motion was to approve.
This is to approve his filing that would then send it forward.
Right.
In effect, and basically overriding yours.
Overriding yours, yes. That was the motion. Any more questions? Vote. 6 in favor, and John Hill not here. So we approved sending it on.
Thank you very much.
And then we'll see what the process does, and you keep in touch with Patty or Patty's office and see how it goes forward from here.
That's super. So, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Won't take any more of your time.
Nope. Thank you for coming. Patty, anything else?
No, just on this note, my office does everything in their power to help people with homesteads, so I'm going to make that as part of the record. You know, we go to the extreme to get people in here to file.
And so I didn't want to get into details, but I've never seen your office when they have not tried to help. And so I didn't want to question anything this gentleman had to say, but
I'm not questioning Patty's office either. It's just basically one of those that kind of fell through the crack, unfortunately. And it's
painful. I felt for him, but you know, I understood, the only option I had was to deny, and I had talked to the state.
That's all you can do.
Yeah.
But there's also the process we went through in place, and that is an option that they have.
This is only one hurdle. The next hurdle, I'm not sure.
That's right. We don't know about that. But thank you for bringing it forward, and then we have this. That's why we have these meetings, and sometimes
We've actually even went out to the elderly and all the people's homes and actually helped them sit down and fill them out in person at night.
And there are quite a few in Gage County, the homestead exemptions, aren't there?
About 1,200, 1,300.
1,200.
The biggest problem with a lot of that is sometimes, now with him, that the elderly do not have people that help them. They miss deadlines, or that's why once we get the list, then we're able to, once he gets on our list, you know, then we're able to call and say, we get hanged up on because they think we're telemarketers, and so we call back. But I'm going to defend the fact that I think we go as an office, and my girls have been there long enough, so, you know, whatever has happened,
No, thank you for explaining all of that and asking the questions.
I don't have a problem with this. I mean, I'm afraid the next obstacle might be more tougher for him. At least done what...
Yeah, they'll turn it down.
Yeah. We do have one more thing on our agenda yet here, and it's approve or disapprove tax correction slip number 13, and that's been going around here. Matt, you want to read it?
Motion to approve. It's the addition to the tax roll of $40.74.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve this tax correction slip, $40.74 for Travis Burkett. Slip number 13. Vote, 6-0. We'll adjourn the Board of Equalization meeting, and unless somebody needs a quick break, we're going to go right into Board of Supervisors meeting at 8:50. Call the meeting to order. We'll recite the